Perfection, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Suffering. Mendicants. When a mendicant has six qualities, they live unhappily in the present life, with distress, anguish, and fever. And when the body breaks up after death, they can expect a bad rebirth. What six? Sensual, malicious, and cruel thoughts, and sensual, malicious, and cruel perceptions. When a mendicant has these six qualities, they live unhappily in the present life, with distress, anguish, and fever. And when the body breaks up after death, they can expect a bad rebirth. When a mendicant has six qualities, they live happily in the present life, without distress, anguish, or fever. And when the body breaks up after death, they can expect a good rebirth. What six? Thoughts of renunciation, goodwill, and harmlessness, and perceptions of renunciation, goodwill, and harmlessness. When a mendicant has these six qualities, they live happily in the present life, without distress, anguish, or fever. And when the body breaks up after death, they can expect a good rebirth. Perfection. Mendicants, without giving up six things, you can't realize perfection. What six? Conceit, inferiority complex, superiority complex, overestimation, obstinacy, and grovelling. Without giving up these six qualities, you can't realize perfection. After giving up six things, you can realize perfection. What six? Conceit, inferiority complex, superiority complex, overestimation, obstinacy, and grovelling. After giving up these six things, you can realize perfection. Superhuman states. Mendicants, without giving up six qualities, you can't realize a superhuman distinction in knowledge and vision worthy of the noble ones. What six? Lack of mindfulness and situational awareness, not guarding the sense doors, eating too much, deceit, and flattery. Without giving up these six qualities, you can't realize a superhuman distinction in knowledge and vision worthy of the noble ones. But after giving up six qualities, you can realize a superhuman distinction in knowledge and vision worthy of the noble ones. What six? Lack of mindfulness and situational awareness, not guarding the sense doors, eating too much, deceit, and flattery. After giving up these six qualities, you can realize a superhuman distinction in knowledge and vision worthy of the noble ones. Joy and happiness. Mendicants, when a mendicant has six things, they're full of joy and happiness in the present life, and they have laid the groundwork for ending the defilements. What six? It's when a mendicant enjoys the teaching, meditation, giving up, seclusion, kindness, and non-proliferation. When a mendicant has these six things, they're full of joy and happiness in the present life, and they have laid the groundwork for ending the defilements. Achievement. Mendicants, a mendicant who has six qualities is unable to acquire more skillful qualities or to increase the skillful qualities they've already acquired. What six? It's when a mendicant is not skilled in profit, skilled in loss, and skilled in means. They don't generate enthusiasm to achieve skillful qualities not yet achieved. They don't protect skillful qualities they have achieved, and they don't try to persevere in the task. A mendicant who has these six qualities is unable to acquire more skillful qualities or to increase the skillful qualities they have already acquired. A mendicant who has six qualities is able to acquire more skillful qualities or to increase the skillful qualities they've already acquired. What six? It's when a mendicant is skilled in profit, skilled in loss and skilled in means. They generate enthusiasm to achieve skillful qualities not yet achieved. They protect skillful qualities they have achieved, and they try to persevere in the task. A mendicant who has these six qualities is able to acquire more skillful qualities or to increase the skillful qualities they've already acquired. Greatness. Mendicants. A mendicant with six qualities soon acquires great and abundant good qualities. What six? It's when a mendicant is full of light, full of practice, full of inspiration and full of eagerness. They don't slack off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. They reach further. A mendicant who has these six qualities soon acquires great and abundant good qualities. Hell, first. Mendicants, someone with six qualities is cast down to hell. What six? They kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct, and lie. And they have corrupt wishes and wrong view. Someone with these six qualities is cast down to hell. Someone with six qualities is raised up to heaven. What six? They don't kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct or lie, and they have few desires and right view. Someone with these six qualities is raised up to heaven. Hell, second. Mendicants, someone with six qualities is cast down to hell. What six? They kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct and lie, and they're greedy and rude. Someone with these six qualities is cast down to hell. Someone with six qualities is raised up to heaven. What six? They don't kill living creatures, steal, commit sexual misconduct or lie, and they're not greedy or rude. Someone with these six qualities is raised up to heaven. The best thing. Mendicants. A mendicant with six qualities can't realize the best thing, perfection. What six? Is when a mendicant is faithless, shameless, imprudent, lazy, and witless, and they're concerned with their body and their life. A mendicant with these six qualities can't realize the best thing, perfection. A mendicant with six qualities can realize the best thing, perfection. What six? It's when a mendicant is faithful, conscientious, prudent, energetic, and wise, and they have no concern for their body and their life. A mendicant with these six qualities can realize the best thing, perfection. Day and night. Mendicants. A mendicant with six qualities can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. What six? It's when a mendicant has many desires, they're frustrated and not content with any kind of robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. And they're faithless, unethical, unmindful, and witless. A mendicant with these six qualities can expect decline, not growth, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. A mendicant with six qualities can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night. What six? It's when a mendicant doesn't have many desires, they're not frustrated but content with any kind of robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. And they're faithful, ethical, mindful, and wise. A mendicant with these six qualities can expect growth, not decline, in skillful qualities, whether by day or by night.